I wanted to speak about Tainas Becharos. It's something that we typically don't take so seriously, don't pay so much heed for two reasons. First of all, because a minority of us are Becharim. And second of all, because even those who are Becharim typically have a Siyum. Last year, I think it came to a fore where the opportunities for Siyumim were not as available. And this year, the Siyum will be pretty much available. But for those who live out of town, and in smaller communities, the opportunities for Siyumim are not always as available. So 2 points. Number one, regarding those who can't make it to a Siyum, could you participate to a Siyum on Zoom? So last year, Rabbi Ralbag from Woodmere wrote a very excellent tshuva where he proved that one could participate in the same way one learns Daf Yomi, for example, on Zoom, and has various shurim on Zoom, like many of you have with me and with Rabbi Flam, for example. So you could learn on Zoom, you could celebrate on Zoom also, and Rabbi Ralbag Shlita from Woodmere did prove in his tshuva that you can participate in a Siyum on Zoom, even with the nafkaminas of being able to eat and Tainas Becharos, and possibly being able to eat meat during the 9 days, for example. Let's put that aside. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Habecharos mis'anim be'er Pesach, bein bechor me'av, bein bechor me'em." That means, let's say a person is a second born from his father, but he's the first of the mother, or vice versa. Any Bechor that you have will have the Tainas Becharos. Why is that significant? Because we know that when it comes to a Pidyon HaBen, for example, we only care about the Bechor Me'im. Because the Torah says, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, Peter Rechem, which is the one that opened the womb, which is only the Bechor for the mother, but the Bechor for the father doesn't really matter. Here, anyone who's a Bechor, whether they're Bechor for Nachala, meaning of the father, the first of their father, or they're a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, which is a Bechor for their mother, either way, they both have to, both of these men have to fast, because in Mitzrayim, there was no distinction between a Bechor Me'av or a Bechor Me'em. Both of them were killed in Makas Bechoros, and therefore both have to, both Jewish Bechoros, whether Me'av or Me'em, have to be Mis'ana. What would happen if you have somebody whose mother had a stillborn previously? A cesarean. I wasn't thinking about that. If the mother had a cesarean first. Cesarean. So if the mother had, if the first was a cesarean, the second one is a pet. Well, usually the second one will also be a cesarean. So they won't be a Bechor, they're not a Bechor of the father, because the father already has, and the mother also. What?
The first one is a cesarean
mayfell. Oh.
And the next one is a vaginal birth, it's
chayav b'dinavim. Oh, okay. Fascinating. Yeah, so then if it would be chayav and pidyon haben, it certainly would be chayav in Bechorim. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that, asks a question. We know, Chazal tell us that based on the Psukim, that in Mitzrayim, it wasn't only the Bechorim, it was also the Gadol Shebabayis. Let's say there was no Bechor in a given house. The Bechors were, you know, they're out in yeshiva, they're out in college, yeshiva, wherever they are, and the elders in the house would have to fast. So should we have that Chumrah also? Once you tell me that a Bechor me'av, me'aim, because that's, everybody was included, so follow the that pattern, and also be Mechayiv and Tainas Bechoros, the Gadol Shebabayis, even if there's no Bechor present. And he says, no, that far we don't require, even though they were in the Makkah of Bechoros, but they do not have to fast. If there were to be a miscarriage, a woman has a miscarriage. So that which opened up her womb was a nefel. The next baby is not a peterechem, and therefore would not necessarily be chayiv in pidyon haben. But he's a bechor for his father, right? He's a bechor because the first child was a nefel, was a miscarriage. The mother, okay, there was already a peterechem, but the second baby, which is to the father's first child, will be a bechor for nachala. So that person would be indeed chayev in pidyon. I'm sorry, in tainus bechoros. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the tainus bechoros of course applies whether you're a bechor of a Levi and a Kohen. Even though we don't have, there's no pidyon haben, it still will apply to to, you still have a din of a bechor. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's important for people to realize, v'nira, imchash brosh, if somebody is a bechor and he's fasting and he has a headache or an eye ache, he doesn't have to fast. That's important to know. And furthermore, let's say a person would be fasting and they know that after they fast, they can't eat a heavy, you know, a heavy meal. They have to eat, after they fast, they have to eat something very light, not too many carbs. Well, wait a second, after you fast tonight, you're going to be having a Seder. You're going to be having 4 cups of wine and quite a few carbs. So if you know that that's not going to fit with your constitution so readily, it is better, muta shalol hisanos, so that you could be properly mekayim the mitzvahs. Of course, there's a halacha of tainus b'chos, but it's going to impact or preclude you from properly being mekayim the mitzvahs d'orais and the mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Those certainly come first, and then you should fast. But he says, if you do fast, you should eat. But if you do eat, you shouldn't have full meals. You should have sort of snacks throughout the day, not a full meal, if you do need to eat, because you want to be able to have a healthy Seder later. In a case where there would be taka 10, again, this is rare as could be, but if you taka have 10 b'chorim, then they would have a real din of a tainus tzibur, and there would actually lein v'yachal. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch has an interesting shita. The Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh Misha Omer Shafilu Bechor Nekeva Bechora Misana, that even a female Bechora, a firstborn girl, should be Misana. Now, even though there's no Pidyon HaBen, even though she is in the halachas of Nachala, she doesn't receive any Yerusha, but she is the eldest. That's what the Shulchan Aruch puts forth. Says the Ramah, no, we don't have that minhag. The minhag is not for a Bechora to fast, only for a Bechor to fast, and then we didn't get up to what happens on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos V'Shabbos, like this year, in terms of pulling what to do about pulling the fast earlier to Friday, or to Thursday, or not at all. That we'll maybe see tomorrow. So we're discussing Tainus Bechoros, Bechorim, and I want to raise an interesting question. What's the halach on a regular fast day? So Gedalia, Sarbateves, Tainus Esther, Shabbat Sarbatamas, and Tisha B'Av, let's leave Tisha B'Av out. What happens if a person, by mistake, eats during the day? Once they ate, does that mean they could go ahead and continue eating? I get this shayla every few fast days. I get this shayla. Somebody calls me up at 10 in the morning. I just forgot I had a coffee. Do I have to keep on fasting? So what's the halacha? You have to continue fasting, right? Okay, now I want to ask you the following. Let's say you're a bechor, and you go in the morning to see him. After one of the minyan, you go to see him, and you have your macaroon. No longer bagels and shari. I'm sorry. That was my doing. Okay, I know people don't like me for that, but that's okay. So now you have your macaroons, you have your fruit platter, and you have a little bite to eat on Tainus Becharos in the morning. So you have a fast. You broke your fast because you ate at a Seudas Mitzvah. So what should happen now? Theoretically, it should be just like any other fast day that you ate for whatever reason. What's the difference if you ate because it was part of Seudas Mitzvah or you ate because you forgot? You ate on a Tainus, and now that you ate on a Tainus, now you go back to the Tainus. This is the question. The question is, what's the difference between eating at the seam of the Tainus that somehow permits the rest of the day when you're going to eat not at a Seudas Mitzvah, as opposed to a regular Tainus when you broke the fast for whatever reason, now you go back and you do have to continue to fast? Where lies the difference? I don't know what that means.
You're matir the rest of the day.
I don't know what that means. I hear the words. I don't know. What does it mean that why should be eating at a seam be a matir?
It allows you to eat.
What allows you to eat? What is it? So you're saying you're going to have to say it better. Why does eating at a seudas mitzvah not just permit you to eat at the seudah, but somehow is matir the rest of the day? What would be the lamed? What would be the mechanism that would make it continue? So you're saying it's a lower chiyuv. The Tainus Becharos is a minhag, it's not a din, that's a pasuk in the Nevi'im, right? It's a pasuk in the Nevi'im, the other taniyos. So this is more kal, since this is more kal, we're willing to take certain leniencies, and we're letting you, once you ate a little bit in the morning, don't fast the rest of the day. I hear that. What?
Took him out of the parameters of the fast.
What does it mean that you took him out?
He doesn't fall into the chiyuv of that.
you're saying if you participate in a siyum, you're no longer mechuyev to fast in the first place. Not just that you were allowed to eat at the siyum, but you're not mechuyev to fast at all. What, Dr. Bernstein, what do you want to say? So you're giving a lumdus to what Mr. Melmed said, that if you are going to fast, Tainus Vechorus is a little bit different, and if you're going to eat, if you participate in a siyum, that's the kind of person that shouldn't have to fast in the first place, right?
The protection was for Kleiser Kabbal Torah. He's not involved in Torah.
Okay, I'm not sure if the Tainus Vechorus is because it's not that we weren't Mekayim the Torah, so that's why we had to fast Tainus Vechorus. Okay, I'll give you a different answers. I hear what you're saying, but I'll tell you some very different types of answers that I saw quoted by the Achronim in the back of the Dirshu. A very lumdisha answer. Listen to this. Normally, he quotes the Eretz HaTzvi. I don't know who the Eretz HaTzvi is. There are a number of Eretz HaTzvi. This is not really Hirshul Shechter's Eretz HaTzvi. Normally, we assume that there is a chiyuv to fast, right? But listen to this. It could be that a regular tainus, there are two dinim. There's a chiyuv to fast. And separate and apart from that, there's also an iser to eat. You hear that? A chiyuv to fast and an iser to eat. So what happens if you had a chiyuv to fast? What does a chiyuv to fast mean? That means there's 12 hours should be without any. You ate, you broke it? Okay. So you're not fasting anymore. But you still have to continue fasting the rest of the day. Why? Because there's an iser to eat the rest of the day. However, maybe on Tanis Bechoros, you don't have both dinim. You only have a chiyuv to fast. It's a different gather, whatever the chiyuv, maybe because of what Mr. Grossman said earlier, that it was created by Chazal in a different type of creation. It wasn't the same takana that the other fasts were. The other fast, even if you broke your fast, you still have an iser to eat. But here on Tanis Bechoros, all there is a chiyuv to fast. Once you ate with permission, you're no longer fasting. So that's all there is. There's no additional layer, there's no additional dimension of a iser to eat that would prohibit you from eating further and further and further. All there is a chiyuv to fast. Fast means a whole unit of 12 hours, 24, 12, whatever it is. Once you pop the bubble, there's no fast anymore, which was permitted because it was first with the mitzvah, so now there's nothing else to speak of. That's what the Eretz HaTzvi suggests. To finish off, there's one other svara that I saw here. Chazanish says something that maybe Yossi was being mechaven to. The Chazanish says the following, that the simcha of a siyum flows. It's not just that you went to a siyum in the morning and you had a macaroon and a slice of mango and now you're back to real life. No, you went to a siyum in the morning, it's a different day. The simcha being having participated in a siyum in the morning, that simcha flows and changes the day. The whole day is transformed. And that simcha of the rest of the day, that is what permits you to continue eating. Where do you see this concept? Where do you see this concept that the simcha that you participated earlier continues and flows? So he brings a raya from Shlomo HaMelech. By Shlomo HaMelech, I'll read to you what he says. I don't know if I understand this raya fully. Just like by Shlomo HaMelech, the simcha of the Siyum Beis HaMikdash flowed for 7 days. It was a 7-day party. It wasn't like, oh wow, there's a Beis HaMikdash, let's, you know, have a hamburger and celebrate and it was over. No, the simcha was an elongated, extended, drawn out celebration that had a continuation to the celebration. So you see there's a concept of not just a momentary celebration, but a celebration that could flow and continue. So just like Shlomo HaMelech had for 7 days, so we're not having it for 7 days, but at least for the rest of the day, since in the morning there was the simcha HaTorah of the siyum, so that simcha satara flows the rest of the day, and that simcha that accompanies you, that's what you wanted to say. You wanted to say it's a matir, but this is the matir. The matir is that not, it wasn't like a snap of a finger and all of a sudden the day becomes mutter. No, the simcha accompanies you the rest of the day, that simcha that you had in the morning, and that's what permits you to continue to eat. What's that? Did you have a...
The 9 days when you go to the seat and eat flesh, but it stops as soon as it's over.
Yeah, sorry, I know. Yeah, that's right, sorry. Yeah. Ich habe ja kein Schmerz, 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 ich habe ja kein Schmerz,